Hey, you guys, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, a.k.a. Pastor Fury. And y'all, this is a special episode. I'm not going to give you the normal intro. Yes, I am the executive director of the Unshackled Network, but I'm also a father of two. And I'm going to give you an episode today that goes a little bit more into some of the trials of being a parent of a child that is on the autism spectrum. But this leads right into one of the passages from today's reading. The reading for today was Numbers 32, Psalm 77, Isaiah 24, and 1 John 2. But we're going to be leaning into Psalm 77 as you listen in on an extended episode. But it's actually going to be taken directly from my IGTV vlog. So if you follow me on Instagram, you already know where this is going. If you don't, make sure you go check me out over there. It's / Pastor Fury. So here is today's very special episode coming straight from IGTV. Hey, what is going on, good people? I was not planning on vlogging today, but on what was going to simply be a walk around the block, it became a scary, epic adventure to remember. And I'm actually still out of breath from the events of a moment ago. So let me break it down to you. So I was just, what I said was going around the block, actually listening to the Bible being read from the Bible app. And I decided to go on a little bit longer of a walk than I normally would go. So I extended the just around the block to a little bit further. And I took a little bit of a different route back to our house as I was closing it out, which brought me through the park. And then instead of going home, I almost just like kept walking, you know, beyond our house. And then I just heard, you know, you guys know the sound of like what it sounds like a skateboard on the sidewalk. It was like choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo, coming from kind of like, you know, the around the corner sidewalk as I was walking this way, coming from that way. And it was just enough to get me to turn and look. I see this kid on a scooter. And then I double take and I realize that's Mateo. But what I don't see is his mother. And I'm like, what is happening right now? So I quickly double back, make my way around the block, or around across the street. And I'm like, hey, Mateo, you okay? And then seconds later, I see Mama rounding the corner to the block. I really can't breathe right now, y'all. To the block where he's at. And she's, you know, got that panic look on her face because she had lost him in her sight for a minute. And I think she was calmed that she saw me. And I was just telling her, like, you know, it was providence that I heard him and turned around and was able to stop him before he goes across the street. We were like, oh, okay, wow, close call. So we start talking as I decide to change my path, and now I'm just going to walk with him to a little park right by our house. And he's up ahead of us on the scooter, and what we thought was going to happen was that he was just going to park his scooter and go to the park that we normally go to, the park that's right by our house. But he had other plans in mind, and he kept going. And at first, it was at a slow pace, and we're telling him to stop, and not bizarre. He doesn't stop. He keeps going. We're telling him to wait, telling him to slow down. Sometimes he does wait when we're like just on the block walking. This time he just kept going. And I was just out here on a leisurely walk. I had my cup of coffee. I had my flip-flops on. And so now I'm like kind of jogging a little bit as I'm telling him, stop, stop. And he's not listening. And he's still going. And he keeps looking back, but he keeps going. And I'm like, oh gosh, I need to start picking up the pace. So now I'm like kind of running and still he's going, and I'm out of shape, y'all, as you can tell from the fact that I'm still breathing and coughing like this, but he keeps going, and I'm not picking up any ground on him, and he goes to the end of that block, crosses the street. I'm panicking. I'm screaming. He keeps going, and I'm trying to go past. He crosses another block, crosses the street, keeps going, goes across another block, and now he's on this long pathway that leads towards the school. And I'm just like praying and screaming. I haven't felt so helpless in a long time. And halfway down that block, I'm like, okay, I need to call Larissa. And I know she's not going to catch me. And I'm like, I'm not going to catch this kid. So I call her as I'm running. I'm like, Larissa, make your way back to the house. Get the car. Like, because I don't know where this is going to stop. I don't know where this kid's going. So he makes it to the end of the route where the school is. He turns there, and now he's out of sight. And I'm just praying and running and going as fast as I can. But I have no stamina. So I'm like, basically barely moving now. So if there's no other reason to get in better active shape, I've lost a lot of weight, but I've not been in better active shape. It would be to keep up with that kid. Life with Mateo makes me need to work harder. So anyways, he's out of sight. I'm just like praying, Lord, I hope he just went to the playground. That'd be the only chance I have to catch him, is if he went to the playground at the school. And I'm just running and huffing and puffing, and I finally make it there, and the kid's just on top of the playground like nothing happened, like nothing's wrong. And I came in hot, and I'm like, you're done. Get down, you know. Got him down, and we sat there and waited. I was livid, and I was out of breath, and I'm basically dying and trying not to kill him at the same time. And I didn't know if I was going to go into full-born, like, old school, the way I was raised, belt out, taking his butt down right there on the playground or what. But I realized what I don't want to do is discipline and anger. So I just tried to calmly repeat to him a few key phrases that were letting him know that what he did was wrong. We can't do that again. And then we just sat there. He was not going to get the benefit and the reward of playing on that playground for sure. So we just sat and waited. And waited for Mama to come with the car, and she did. And then on the drive back, as I'm trying to catch my breath, I'm still just realizing, as Larissa is telling me, like, I'm so glad you were there. I'm so thankful. Like, I would have lost him and not even known which way to turn at some of those routes. And I'll tell you, I'm grateful I was too. And not that I was even able to really successfully accomplish what I wanted to. Like, I never was able to catch up to him. But I know as I was screaming out and praying out that the Lord was going before us and was in his grace and his mercy and his providential nature watching over Mateo. And that he sent me in that moment, sent me ahead of him to be part of the way that he was going to enact his protection for my son, because I didn't need to be there in that moment. Like, likely scenarios, I would have either already been back at the house and just inside actually working on my podcast. I would have already been, you know, in another neighborhood or another area, continuing to walk, not even aware of what was going on. But God had me in just the right moment, right there, to hear his wheels along the sidewalk and to be able to turn and be able to have enough stamina to be able to see which way he's going. And I can't help but think of the passage that I was reading, and I wish I'd meditated on it a bit more before this recording, but there was a passage. Let me see if I can go grab it real quick. There was a passage from the reading today that I had already highlighted as one that I think I was going to focus on in the podcast for this Sunday afternoon. But it talks about the way that God was going to... Here it is. So it's Psalm 77. And I'll just read the end and then give my thoughts. He says, when the waters saw you, O God, when the waters saw you, they were afraid. Indeed, the deep trembled. The clouds poured out water. The skies gave forth thunder. Your arrows flashed on every side. The crash of your thunder was in the whirlwind. Your lightnings lighted up the world. The earth trembled and shook. Now check this out. He says, your way was through the sea, your path through the great waters. Like, they're talking about the journey of the people of God out of Egypt and through the Red Sea. Like the path forward was through the waters. Your way was through the sea, your path through the great waters. And then here it is, second half of verse 19 of Psalm 77. Yet your footprints were unseen. Like God's hand was not visibly seen. It said in verse 20, you led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Moses and Aaron were the selected hand of God for the deliverance of his people out of Egypt. Never once in that journey did they actually see God leading them out, but they saw the people that God had selected. And I believe that God put me right on that right spot on the sidewalk to be a part of his deliverance of Mateo and Larissa in this scenario. And that God's hand still remained unseen, if not for the testimony of those who can recognize God's providence in the spiritual way. So, two things I want to encourage you with, and then I'll let you get back with your day. One, God has his own ways that are not your ways, that are not my ways, that are providential ways, that are always thinking steps ahead. Plotting, standing outside of time and knowing what needs to be where in order to have his ways manifested. So recognize that God's got providential ways, ways of grace and mercy on behalf of his people for his glory that we won't always understand. But we should be on the lookout for them. Be looking with spiritual eyes to try to see the hand of God. And two, you'll never know when it's you that God wants to use for his providence. Would you be open and willing to be the hand of God in any given moment that he ordains? Would you keep walking when God might turn your gaze in a direction outside what you had already determined? Imagine this. In a scenario like the one I set before you here, it was easy to turn around and stop the direction I wanted to go because that was my son, because I cared about him and I recognized he was going in a way that did not lead towards health and benefit for him right then. So I stopped my plan to go be about that. Do we have a loving heart for compassion for the rest of the world? If we see them walking in a way that does not lead towards their health and their benefit, are we compelled to stop going about our business as usual and to turn our gaze on them and in whatever way the Lord would providentially lead, be his hand of deliverance in that moment to them and say, hey, stop. I think there might be a better way. And making sure that we're doing it in love, making sure we're only doing it as he compels and not because we want to be some sort of like spiritual crossing guard, telling everybody where to go, right? It's God's journey. It's God's people. And will we just be like willing to say, hey, here I am, send me. When you turn my gaze and you give me a heart that recognizes it, would you lead me through your spirit to be about that business? I think that's something that we can be about. And I hope that my most terrifying moment in a long time, most helpless moment in a long time, can lead you into some encouragement and potentially being better positioned, like recognizing your position for God to work and move through you, all right? You can literally be the one that God uses today. All right, you guys. Well, that was today's episode. Thank you for bearing with it. And I hope this change of pace, even though it was a little bit longer, was something appreciated. I know it goes deeper into kind of the storytelling of my journey with my family, but I pray that it blessed you today. Head on over to 5bythefire.org. Leave a comment there. Feel free to even comment on my IGTV over there. If you have prayer requests, armand@unshackledonetwork.org. And make sure you subscribe, rate, and share. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.